Eight Hmong children are clustered around their teacher, Kua Tao, at Schenck Elementary School. A girl in a traditional Hmong satin blouse with an embroidered neckline sits next to another girl wearing a SpongeBob sweatshirt. Both girls smile as they chant newly learned English words. Kua Tao says all of these kids recently moved to Madison with their families.
Some of them had little school experience in Thailand, but most of them don't. The other kids, this is actually their first time in a school environment, so it's very new to them.
The students are taking part in the K-Ready Summer Program. It gives pre-kindergarten kids an idea of what school is like, teaching them how to interact socially and also some academic basics like the English alphabet. Children are recommended for the 6-week program following a screening process during spring kindergarten registration. Schenck Elementary Principal Sheila Briggs says the program is especially important for students who are new to American culture and will soon have to navigate school.
And that's why we do the bilingual programming, so that they're learning skills in their native language while they're learning English, because it takes several years for students to acquire a new language, and we don't want them to fall behind academically and then have to catch up. So you can see how Kua uses a lot of Hmong in his instruction, but then is also at the same time teaching them the English, which at this young age they pick up very, very quickly.
I like ice cream, yes I do. I like ice cream, yes I do.
Kua Tao says he remembers how hard it was for him moving to the U.S. as a child and not knowing any English when he began school. He says he hopes the bilingual program will make the transition easier for his students.
I'm hoping that in the long run they kind of get the sense of, you know, this is what you say in Hmong and this is what you say in English. So hopefully they'll get adjusted to the English language.
Supporters of the K-Ready program say it's had remarkable success since it began 3 years ago. They say all the children involved in last year's program showed improvements in math and reading, some up to 35% better. About 150 students are participating in the program this summer. Julia Manzansky, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Okay.